Well, hello, guys. Now, here's the mayor of Dalton, Tiffany Hanyard, I believe her name is. She's apparently a nightmare. How she's not been arrested by now, I have no idea. Well, I do. She's a femon. She's sort of been found out to be mismanaging the money, using the credit cards of the town for her own personal use. Then apparently there was a meeting at the town hall or something, whatever, and all of a sudden there's a brawl happens. I'm afraid this is what happens when you put femons in these positions. They bring it down to their level. And because of DEI and wokeness, femons have got into a lot of positions like this. They don't have respect for the job, and most of them aren't qualified. They have no shame and no morals. We've seen the true nature of femons many, many times. So why is it when femons get in positions like this, do they believe it's going to be anything different? The same thing happened in the US government. Look at the squad. They brought the standards of the government there down to the gutter. They do nothing but yell. Basically, they're just activists. And they try to spread hate, division. And society should hold them accountable. This mayor probably will be a celebrity. The same as when femon teachers sleep with their young students. They become a celebrity. You see the double standards, don't you guys? This Tiffany Hanyard is obviously a corrupt official. So we have lies, deceit, chaos, extortion. And because she's a femon, she'll probably get away with it all. Femons need to be held accountable. Laws and regulations are made for everybody, including femons. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. My father was right. Femons in politics will be disastrous. And except for a very few, it has been, hasn't it? This femon should be arrested, charged, and sentenced. There's enough proof. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Kind of a joke when femons say they're not entitled. God, take it easy.